LGTV.TV. Lou, man. What's up, bro?
What up, bro? What up? Where everybody at?
I'm in.
Young Trizzle. The
Don't
Shizzle.
do that. Don't, that's what Jasmine called me. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Boom.
Hey, go, Monroe.
Mr. Cut You Off himself is in the building.
Mr. Slap Your Mama. What's up?
Slap Your Mama.
I go down the whole family tree, shit.
Only Gary will take it that far.
Yep.
Mr. Shoot Your Dog and Bury Him in the Grave tomorrow.
Shit, ain't gonna bury no dog. Gonna be right in the ditch.
Ruthless.
Oh, man. What's up, man? So we got a lot of topics to discuss. We got a lot of stuff to go over.
Hey, before we start, though, let me say RIP to XXX.
T.O. to the Lakers.
RIP.
Crazy, crazy news, man. I still can't believe it. I ain't even listen to him like that. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. Young man, obviously we know gone way, way, way too early, bro.
20 years old, bro. 20 years old. That's sad as shit.
Yeah, but it definitely make you grateful when you realize we all 26 just to be alive, bro. It definitely make you reevaluate and appreciate.
But the saddest part about it is niggas ain't gonna learn from it.
Nah, niggas ain't gonna learn. It's gonna take 50 years for niggas to learn, and even then we still gonna be fighting and bickering for who knows why. Who knows why? I say it come from we was enslaved and. We still enslaved, basically. They said it was a robbery gone wrong, from what I'm seeing.
Man, that's what I heard. That's what I heard too, bro.
Like, I mean, why, bro? I mean, we know niggas out here need money. We know what niggas do to get that money, but it's like a nigga lost his life for what, bro? Because you want to pull up off that nigga?
Like, exactly. When they say gone wrong, that mean the dude who's doing the robbery panicked and shot somebody. That's all that means. If it was a hit, they wouldn't took nothing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it seemed like. He jumped. He just a robbery. And I know. I mean, previously he done got into it with niggas, whatever. But recently, he definitely been trying to act a little different.
But yeah, then the only thing on that too, bro, it's like they killed this nigga in broad daylight. So
everybody, it ain't hard to get caught in broad daylight. Just a lot of niggas don't want to do it.
Damn, Gary.
I'm just saying, bro. It ain't like that shit new. Niggas get hit by daylight all the time. We gotta stop placing back streets.
I couldn't tell if where he was. I couldn't tell if it was that busy or not. But
no, it was busy. It was just like a stop sign. Look like you know how you go to a corner store and little quiet little streets right by the corner store.
Yeah, the niggas. I mean, like Bonte was telling me, like everybody knew that was that nigga car, so it really wasn't hard to pull up on that nigga because you already knew who it was.
He went shopping for motorcycles, so he just left the motorcycle spot.
Yeah, I seen that he was shopping for motorcycles. It's like, that's wild, bro. The RIP, man. Definitely getting to something else. Y'all want to start with Kawhi or y'all want to talk about Wayne first?
No, we'll do the Kawhi thing.
So Kawhi, as we know, he's going to the Lakers. It's just a formality now. We're really just discussing how it's going to happen. So
I mean, yeah, that's facts though. Either this year or next year, we coming to the Lakers.
I can't afford him next year, fool. Because you got to get PG and LeBron. I can't afford that nigga next year.
Nah, but for real, it's definitely some situations like I was just telling Vontae, the Celtics look good with him, the 76ers with him on PG, they definitely would be nice. So it's obviously not in his control right now. It's in his team's control. But whoever takes a chance with him is obviously a big risk because he's not going to re-sign with nobody during the season. I mean, that, just like Kyrie not going to re-sign with the Celtics right now, it don't make sense.
Money.
Yeah, exactly. So you're taking a risk.
Dan Gilbert take the risk.
If I'm the Cavaliers, why not? Regardless if LeBron leave or not, after LeBron gone, you're just gonna be the Cavaliers again. You're gonna be garbage. So,
but what do you think they have to offer besides the 8th pick and Kevin Love? That's not enough.
The Celtics, the Lakers, the Sixers can all offer better packages than number 8 and Kevin Love. So I don't see that happening. If it do happen, the NBA rig, and I'm not a rig type nigga, but that's trash.
What can Philly give you, though? Do you think they want Sarge?
You said the Sixers?
Yeah, because they ain't
going to offer you Sarge, the 10th pick, and Fultz or something like that. Like, they got a little, that wouldn't be a horrible.
Hey, Vontae, what was the scenario you told me about this afternoon? The 3-team trade?
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I was telling Lou about it earlier, too. I couldn't remember all the moving pieces, but it was between San Antonio, the Cavs, and the Grizzlies, where San Antonio would get the 4th pick from the Grizzlies, the 8th pick from the Cavs, and, like, maybe take on Chandler Parsons. And then the Cavs would get Kawhi, and the Grizzlies would get K-Love.
That would be a nice trade for everybody. Cause you gotta think about it. Like, it's easier if you got your homegrown talent. You draft them, you get them on cheap deals for 3 to 4 years. If they become good, you are saving money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, cause you gotta think. Yeah, cause the Spurs still got the 18th pick, so 4th, 8th, and 18th. Like, if you could hit on that, bro. I mean, you would have to. Yeah. You would have to concede that we're in rebuild mode, but. If you hit on that, like, that could help you out.
I always say, as far as NBA teams go, it's better to rebuild early than late. You don't want to wait too late to hit that button. That's what a lot of teams do. That's why I applaud what the Hawks did when they just started. They just got rid of everybody. Just said, we're going to be trash right now. But we finna
they're going to be Schroeder now, too, because Schroeder want to leave. I'm like, you ain't really showed nothing. You had that 1 year that got as a backup and got you paid, but then, what, 1 year or 2 years starting – now you want to leave. Yeah, that makes sense. I don't understand that.
And, we was talking about that with Chandler Parsons and the Mavs, though. That would be good for the Mavs. Like,
if they get out that contract.
Yeah, but they were saying that they might have to include Harrison Barnes, and they all want to include him, which I'm like, man.
I just seen that a report that said the Mavs want to do Luka Doncic, whatever you say his name.
I don't know about it. What y'all think about that nigga? I don't know about that nigga.
They want him to make it Dirk.
I just know. No, he's like 6'8". He's like a shooting guard, point guard.
His European phenom that is molding to the next European superstar. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, he got a lot of skill. I watched like a 10-minute video, like a review about him, good and bad. He got like I understood what somebody was saying one time. Like we over in the NBA draft, in the NBA, they undervalue skill, like go for potential. Like he has a lot of skills. He might not be athletic, but he's smart.
I think he's gonna be the number one. Like. Boom or bust. Like he either gonna be real good or he gonna be real bad. He's just his game night. But I mean, he was 19 and he was a Euro League like MVP. So
playing in the top league.
Ever since Darko Milicic, you gotta be careful.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. He still played what 6-8 years.
Yeah. He hung around.
Man, we should talk about that one day. Like the what could have been of the NBA. Because what if they took Melo instead?
Yeah, but
they still want to ring, but it's like,
but they could have like had him as a six man. You know what I'm saying? Coming off the bench, give me about 15.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Melo would have had him a ring. Probably been the only ring he got since college, but he got an NBA title.
So what y'all think ends up happening with Kawhi?
He's either getting traded to somewhere in the East to a team that got a high pick, or he's staying in San Antonio. Because Pop ain't going to give him to the West.
I say with this zero chance of going to the West, we'll see how hard they stand on their word. I say he's just going to stay in San Antonio then and just pout.
Yeah, because Boston can give him that, you know, like
so you
like
think so basically you think the Spurs going to end up losing him for nothing?
If you think man, it depends on the teams you want to package him and send him to, the Spurs will come out so far on top that other GMs, like for Boston and Philly, like, are going to risk that he's not going to sign anyway. So, if they can't get a deal done, where he want to go, you're not going to send him. So, he might just end up staying
where he's at. Because Danny ain't too smart to give up Jaylen Brown and a bunch of picks or whoever else a package deal just to get a player he renting.
Yeah, and they can package that for somebody else, you know.
Exactly. Then just think about last year. Everybody thought Danny Ainge was going to package all of Jimmy Butler and PG last year. Shit, he played it smart and stayed cool and got Gordon Hayward, even though he only lasted 2 minutes. But I'm just saying, you know, he still kept those picks and kept that depth. Look how that worked out. You know.
So you think so both of y'all think he's gonna end up staying with the Spurs?
Yeah, he either staying with the Spurs, or if they do trade the West, they're gonna change him to a bottom feeder of the West, like the Kings. I'll go all in for Kings. I'm 2-pick.
He go the highest percentage. I say is he's gonna stay where he at.
If they give him the second pick,
with the reports coming out with the No Zero West, I say he's gonna stay.
Vontae?
Yeah, I mean, I can say I think they're going to slope. I think he'll get traded. I don't know where. If I had to bet on it, I'll say the East. Because I think they're just going to slow play it. Because I don't know if LeBron goes to L.A. with just the two of them. Like, if Paul George re-signing.
Okay, see. Yeah. I heard this report saying there's a chance the Lakers feeling like they can't get him. So if he say, well, OKC, it's just going to be LeBron. And by himself in L.A.
Yeah, I don't think Bron does that.
Because it all depends on where PG goes. If PG stays, LeBron ain't going to L.A.
But let me ask you this, though. If they played until the beginning of the season, of course, LeBron goes somewhere else. Do you think the Lakers would still give up a lot for Kawhi?
Yeah, they're desperate.
I do. I still think, like, he's still worth it, well, as far as me, I'm tired of losing. So I feel like when you can get a star, you need to go get that star. Like, yeah, I don't care.
You got to.
So, but it might become a thing where, okay, you keep saying you don't want to trade him to the West. But like I told y'all earlier, like eventually it's going to come down to the best offer for the team. So exactly. If you trade Kawhi, are you really competing anyway? So it don't matter if he in the West with y'all. It really don't matter. It don't make a difference.
It's football where it's the same, like, division, like four teams. It's a whole
It don't really matter. So it might come down to nobody else wants to trade for Kawhi except the Lakers.
I really think the Kings might be the dark horse. They definitely shit. And you got the number 2 pick. You probably give up the number 2 pick and probably like Buddy Hield or something.
So I'll ask y'all, if you a team like the Suns with number 1 or the Kings with number 2.
The Suns already said they're not giving it up.
Yeah, they said they're not, but I'm saying from y'all perspective, would y'all maybe forget the future and try to bring Kawhi in and just see if you could get him to stay, or would y'all keep the pick?
Keep the pick, because no one in hell is saying the Phoenix.
If I was the Suns, I would keep the pick. If I was Sacramento, because, I mean, look how it turned out with Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but they still got some pieces for Boogie. It's better than losing them for nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got healed that they act like they love.
Yeah, but it sometimes just goes down to structure of the franchise. Like, some franchises are snake bitten, some franchises just don't know how to be ran. They're not functional. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you can give certain teams to the top 3 picks every year, and they still fuck it up.
That's how I think the Cavaliers would be if they didn't have Bron.
Yeah, because they got Kyrie with number 1, and they got Tristan with number 5. In the same year,
they had that they drafted that Anthony Bennett dude. He was a straight bust.
Oh God! Oh, that was a bad draft too, though. That was just a bad.
That was a bad draft in general. Like, that was a horrible draft.
I remember I was at work and I said Anthony Bennett. I said, "Who the hell is Anthony Bennett?" I was like, "The nigga who batted doing anything at Las Vegas."
But it's crazy. It's still it's crazy in basketball. You can have like year after year of bad picks. And then you just hit one time, and like it could change everything.
That's what happened with the 70 Pictures. Look at how many they missed on, but they got 2 home runs. So it's like,
yeah, right. And they've been had Embiid sat down for 3 years because of injuries.
You even think about the Suns. They took who? They took Alex Len, who ain't really did nothing.
Bender, the other dude, Bender. They hit on Booker, but they missed on a lot of other pieces. Chris.
And they got lucky on Booker, you could almost say, because he was a lottery pick. So it's like, damn,
Who else? They got Anthony Chris in Washington, Bender, Alex Lynn. Who else? There's a couple more they missed on.
Oh, dang. What's name? I'm just watching something at the bottom of the screen. It's off topic a little bit, but Puma finna take over the shoe game, huh?
I just said that on the group chat that JC was over the basketball operations because they already signed Bagley.
And then that Zaire Smith dude, they got him too.
From Texas Tech.
They're trying to come back. Yeah. I know that they said they used to be in basketball like a long time ago, a while back, but then they
I think most of Puma money came from soccer. Like soccer, like equipment, like cleats, pad, all that crap.
Shout out to Hove. I still probably won't buy none, but shout out though.
You saw them do better with clean shoes though, like for like casual wear.
Big Sean just came out with some with them, didn't he?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they straight. Dude told me at work. I looked at them. They straight.
And Meek been with them forever.
Yeah, Meek been there and a couple months ago. Ain't Rihanna with them still?
That's a good question.
Think so.
Yeah, Rihanna still making bread off clothes and all that other stuff.
I remember Trey had some Pumas like 2010.
The Pumas have some cool, clean, casual joints, though. Nah. Like the low-top shoes. Like they got their own kind of shoes that remind me of like Adidas Samoas, but they got – it's like that. They don't look like them, but you know how everybody got that one pair of like casual joints. They shoes – I don't know the name of them. They're always clean.
Yeah, I remember Gary's freshman year of college came to school rocking some K-Swiss.
Nigga, please. Don't put that on me, bitch. Don't you start rumors. I ain't never no K-Swiss, motherfucker.
Basically. They say some San Antonio fans burning Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I see why. Wow, I feel like that's disrespectful. That's stupid. I hate when people do that. Because if people in Cleveland burn all the LeBron shit, as soon as you came back, we love you, Brian. Fuck all y'all.
The same way OKC would do KD if he said he wanted to come back. All them niggas would be like, yeah, come back. Like, hell no.
They the better ex-wife. They like the crazy man.
They did somehow fix the situation. And then, like, y'all done burnt this jersey. You got Skip talking bad about him.
Do you think he care about Skip Bayless? No.
The thing about LeBron, though, like I said, him coming back, that's when he was born and raised and stuff. KD going back to Oklahoma City don't mean nothing. He was, you know, he's from D.C., so that wouldn't matter.
Yeah, LeBron grew up not too far from Cleveland up in Akron, but 20 miles.
LeBron will let you know, like, every time he talk about them, that he from Northern Ohio. He do not claim – He'll let you know ASAP, like, bro. Because they said Cleveland kind of treated them bad. Like, they tried to act like, you know, Akron niggas was like trash or whatever. So,
yeah, exactly.
I think he wants to stay in Ohio, though. I honestly think he wants to stay there. I mean, in Cleveland.
But the thing is, the shit that he hated about Cleveland, he did it himself. You said Patrician, pay JR. You said that shit. You said get Ty Lue the coaching job. You know? You fucked it up. That's $110 million in between two niggas. Two niggas who ain't did shit.
Two niggas you can't get rid of. Then you add
exactly. It'll be different.
Well, he actually hooped in the last game, and you can't even bring him back because you ain't got no money.
He unrestricted, right?
He might be restricted, but either way, they don't really got no money to.
Yeah, they ain't cap hell because they top heavy. Dude. And I ain't gonna lie, I told you all the time, I thought, what's her boy's name? Clarkson would have gave him at least 10 points off the bench. But like Charles Barkley say, it's easy to be good on a bad team.
So speaking of Brian, the question that. So I brought up the question of did Bron start the super teams in the modern era? Now I brought this up because somebody said that KD wouldn't have even thought it cool, which I don't care. Like he can do whatever hell he wants to. But their opinion is he wouldn't have ever thought it was even cool to do that if Bron hadn't did it.
They have a great point on that because you know how KD kind of built different. He weird, you know what I'm saying? He like an eyeball. So he probably cared about what everybody was thinking. So LeBron did it, I can do it.
Right, exactly. To be honest, if he hadn't ever did it, like KD wouldn't have nothing to look on to be like, look at that. Like it would be unthought of. It would be like KD, like if anybody had even brought up him going to the Warriors, it would have been crazy.
Exactly. But, I think the Celtics started it though.
The Celtics wasn't in their prime. Like they was at the back end.
Because they
got traded. It wasn't
they didn't ask for it.
Shit.
But then you got to think about it with Boston, like them, like Lou say, they got traded, and plus they already did everything they had to do on their prospective teams. Like KG was like, didn't he win MVP? It was MVP. He took Minnesota as far as he could take him with the talent he had. Ray Allen did what he had to do for the longest. They wasn't in their mid-20s, late 20s. Them niggas in their 30s already. Like 31, 32. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's different. I feel like once you hit that early 30 mark, you can do whatever you want. You just did everything you had to do for that team. And went to the playoffs, MVPs, all-star games, and carried teams on your back multiple times throughout the year. So you can do what you want to do. But to be honest, super teams were created through the NBA, through the draft back in the day. And players was coming, you know, went to school 3 to 4 years. All those teams, the great teams from the 60s to the early 90s, mid-90s, whatever, most of them guys were free agents. They were homegrown. You know what I'm saying? We just forget about that. A lot back then, you had teams hitting. You know what I'm saying? You had teams hitting. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. Super teams started up through the NBA draft.
Y'all made Trey mad all talking at the same time.
He got kicked out.
If he mad, he mad. But yeah. But I think that that Bron did start it for me, in my opinion. Because again, like I said, I don't think KD would have even thought it was cool if he
Great point.
Hey, Lou, Trey say bring him back.
I don't know if hold on, let me see.
Yeah, make it into one big episode. So I'll get Trey back on here.
Okay, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trey back in? Trey.
I just invited him. But what you think about it, Vontae?
It's hard to say, bro. Like I feel like KD. It's just I'm not going to say a weak-minded individual, but he looks to take – I just feel like he would have looked to take the easy way out anyway. Like, dang, I can't beat him. Like, might as well join him.
He can't beat LeBron for the longest. The only time he beat LeBron –
I don't think it was like that, though, because it's not like the Warriors beat him, like, 3-4 times. Like,
yeah, they did.
What you mean?
That year is when they kind of became rivals. If you remember that season, they played them like 4 times. Every game came down to overtime or the last possession. Like, it was a crazy
game. Oh, wow. No, I got you. I was talking in the sense of the playoffs. Like, like rival, like they rivals. Like, not only was he just up 3-1, he was just up 3-1 on them. Like, I don't think he felt there because it's like, oh, can't beat them, just join them. I don't think he felt like that. I think he went there for totally the reasons that he said, just the hoop, play in a good environment, play with good other players, other good people.
I felt like he was just afraid of Russ.
Afraid. He was tired of him. Like we said, I think we can all agree that nigga hard to play with. So yeah,
I'm just saying, but when you're the best player on your team and you ain't stepping up and putting your balls on the table, like, hey, nigga, it's my team, whatever. He ain't do that. Like we said in the last episode, like, KD fits well with Golden State because it ain't no major egos on that team. Nobody wants to be the man. You know what I'm saying?
But it don't even come down to that. I mean, when he was in Oklahoma City, like you said, he was the best player in the team. So they lose, it came down on him.
Right.
In Golden State, it don't necessarily come down on him because, like people always say, even if he have a bad game and Steph and Clay have a good game, they're going to win anyway. So it's like Lou said, I mean, you just go there and hoop. If I have a bad game, oh well, we're still going to win.
Yeah, you don't have to have a franchise on your back no more.
But I mean, as we've seen, he went there. It's not like he riding niggas' coattails. He's been a driving force.
Especially this year.
Yeah, he's been a driving force for the last 2 rings.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time,
game three, though. His game three, bro.
Even though when niggas playing bad, like, even when you playing on a team with a lot of good niggas, bro, like, it's easier to play. I know came out and said it's harder, but. You see way less double teams, like.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm more open.
When you got to stretch your defense that far to guard two of the best shooters the NBA has ever seen and the two-time unanimous MVP, I'm sure it's going to be easier on you, you know.
Yeah, you can just sit in that corner, you know what I'm saying, and catch that ball and just drive.
Like, even when he was in OKC, like, okay, yeah, you got Russ, but we can help off on other niggas. But in Golden State, it's like, we can't really help off nobody.
Yeah, he get in mid-range. It's his world, you know.
Yeah. Well, OKC, they just never had a true shooting guard to start. They always wanted a defensive guy at the two spot who can't shoot.
Shooter. Cephalosha couldn't hit a brick wall wide open. Like,
he's better than Roberson, boy. Roberson can't shoot free throws.
Roberson works. Terrible.
At least negate this 3-point shot with good free throw shooting. He can't give you that.
Shit. I never understood why they brought Harden off the bench and let Cephalosha start. I guess for defense.
Yeah, but back then, to be honest, back then Harden was a better defender, on ball defender than OKC.
Now, Cephalosha was that dude on defense, bro.
I know, but I'm just saying he was a bit. No, I'm not saying he was better than Cephalosha. Oh. I'm saying Harden himself played better defense than OKC. You know, he didn't have the shoulder.
How crazy it'd be if they would have kept him instead of Russ. But like, I mean, they fiend for Russ. Like that's their baby. He like.
I think all three of them could have worked. Russ, Harden, and. Russ, Harden, and KD.
If they'd have brought like a D'Antoni minded person in and let James Harden run point most of the time, then it really would have worked. Make Russell off ball. I think it really would have worked.
Yeah, because you know, they still got the same problems they did back in the day. Coaching and organization, franchise organization. It's like they keep running the same. They keep building the same type of team.
They don't have nobody to talk bad to Russ. They keep hiring these same coaches who kind of, man, let him
like
do
Scott
it.
David Bridges. Black. They what?
David Black type niggas.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, you can just run over. In about 10 years, like, we'll look back on it and be like, damn, look how much talent.
Tina never was, bro. They had too much talent.
Look back on them as a whole. Yeah, like a whole. Like, from when they got Jeff Green to Ibaka, you look back on them, you like, bro. They had all these people throughout the years, and they never won a ring. Like,
you know what? They're like our generation, Orlando Magic, when they had Penny and Shaq.
They had a good team. They got to the finals, but you got to think about it. Even though they basically relocated, they're still kind of new. You know, they have basically the Sonics, but you know that whole moving, restructuring everything. They kind of expansion, so they're still pretty new. I mean, so.
Exactly.
We probably won't ever see somebody hit on as many picks as they did from Jeff Green to Harden.
20 years from now, because think about it: when Orlando hit with Penny, Shaq, and the mother niggas, Nick Anderson,
but the Thunder hit on three MVPs. Like,
not even who they hit on, but then,
that's crazy,
huh?
Now, I said not even who they hit on. Then you got to think about them. Bringing in Paul George, they had Vic there for a little bit. Like, look at him now. Like
you'll be able to start from 07 and somebody will look at their team to like what up, like 2017, and you look at all the players that they have from 07 to 17. Now, obviously, yeah. Don't have it at the same time, but you just looking, you like, they had Paul George.
Each roster they had, they never had like a terrible roster. Maybe KD rookie year. Well, he was a Sonic then, so I don't even know.
Yeah. Hey, I just this is like a little off topic. I just remember like, damn, they saying did the MVP vote yet? When the hell that's coming out? The MVP.
They
got a show.
Yeah. Oh shit! I don't got time.
It's on the 25th. That's
I just thought about that.
I think the players already voted, right?
LeBron James.
James Harden don't get MVP. He'll never get MVP. You don't get it this year. He'll never get it.
I don't see no way he don't get it.
I think if he don't get it this year, he'll never get it because he got robbed 3 years straight.
He gonna get it because of the number the number wins the team had. But LeBron James is the league MVP this year.
I'm still mad that Kobe only got one. He got robbed.
Yeah, that still surprises me that he only has one. He should at least have three.
He should have four.
He was dropping 35. What'd you say, Charlie?
He should have four. Like, I looked at it, and the ones he got snubbed on, he should have four.
Who won?
Steve Nash. Yeah, twice.
Steve Nash won twice. Yeah, I remember that shit.
And then one against Duncan. Right. He should have won. That's it.
Like, the year he averaged 35. Now, what the MVP usually goes on is the best player on the best team. That's fine. That's cool. Russ averaged a triple double last year. You give it to him, but like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like Kobe averaged 35, but at that time, nobody was gonna give it to Kobe. They gave it to Russ though because he averaged a triple double. Like, but the team wasn't that good. Y'all should have gave Kobe an MVP then, nigga. He was dropping 35 a game, nigga. That's crazy.
Dude, like, didn't even post the link with all the scores, the top 10 scores that year. It was like 35 with Kobe, another 30. It was like 330 or 430 point scores that year.
I posted that. That's when Gilbert was talking about how the NBA is versus then, and niggas act like the NBA is so sped up now. He was like, niggas basically be dribbling too much now. Like, they did the same thing niggas doing now in, like, 100 less dribble, basically.
Yeah. And you, but they was like, what was like 430 point scores on that list?
It's an ISO league now. I think it's Steph Curry, he do it too. It's ISO league. He'll dribble to
the front. It's built for guards.
Well, I mean, but Kobe knew ISO'd, but they just got to the point quicker. Yeah, niggas just like James Harden right now, he played too much. Like, he just gonna dribble. Like Kobe Gilbert, niggas just got buckets.
Street ball ISO is what I'm trying to say. Like, that's what I'm trying
to say. Yeah. Like,
the highlight tape. They got the highlight tape.
Kobe give you one station dribble, he picking the direction he going. And he pulling up or he going to the bucket.
Hey, exactly. That's why he's trying to act like talking about Devin Booker the next Kobe. Hell no.
Stop it, people. We getting caught up in the moment. But what you think happened? Like, this little off topic. What happened with Gilbert though? Like, I know it was injuries, but what you think just went wrong with Gilbert?
The case.
Yeah, that gun case. He was on the Warriors team. You know, he sat on the Warriors bench for a minute before he got his shot with the Wizards.
Him and Baron Davis, a couple of my favorite like niggas who was like the hoop.
People see that Baron, dog. Baron was dunking on motherfuckers, man. Like, young Baron, shit.
Baron gonna be in the big three.
Okay, I just want to remember Baron Davis as the Charlotte Hornet Baron Davis, the Warrior Baron Davis. Okay,
I look forward to that though. He should be hooping. He should be hooping.
Y'all gonna go to one of the big three games? I know they're gonna be in Dallas this year, probably.
Matter of fact, they first weekend coming up, they're gonna be in Houston.
I'm down. If I see how much tickets go, I'm going, man. Who down for the road trip, son?
I don't think they tickets that much either. I think they kind of cheap.
So who all down to go?
I think they like 20.
So who down to go?
I gotta look at all the dates, bro.
I'm in Dallas.
If it's in Dallas, I drive to Dallas. And hopefully, I have my truck running. I'm down for the road trip.
Truck me long. Gary, what happened to your charger, Gary?
Hey, you're just trying to play games. I choke you through the phone, bitch.
Well, I mean, we were just telling our listeners the other day about the Charger. I meant the Dodge game, and now
we lost one. Like my boy Trey said, Trey is an information king because, like, he's always say, Dodge is a ball team. So just know that motherfucking I don't got it no more. That bitch is in the grave. It's down there with all the other Autobots that are dead and gone. Don't give a fuck about that car. Shit. My car ain't like Bumblebee that's died. Come back every new movie. That bitch dead. I don't care. The park is out here.
On to the next one. My most favorite, my top topic. My top topic of the day. Your favorite Wayne album /mixtape, and you have to pick one. You don't get to pick your favorite mixtape, your favorite album.
It's easy for me. It's easy. I'm down to go first. I already know what I'm gonna say, and it's Carter 2.
Why is that, Gary?
Because that's when he was still hungry, and before he got like the commercial game got to him a little bit. His dreads were short. He didn't have no extensions or nothing like the rumor said. He was just young and just rapping his ass.
Hold on, they said it was a rumor he had extensions in his head.
Yeah, I remember that shit when I was in high school. His dreads grew so fucking fast. Like, how the hell dreads grow that long that quick? But he was just spitting, man. Like, he was hungry. Like, it wasn't none of that. He wasn't dope. And the main thing was he wasn't so drugged out.
Well, I mean, Carter 2 came out in 2005, 3 came out in 2008, so you got 3 years to grow dreads. I'm sure you could do it.
I don't fuck the dreads. I'm just talking about music-wise, man.
I know
what you're saying, but in those three years, if you lost those 3 years, you can tell the difference in the sound. He wasn't so doped up off some drugs back then either.
And Gary made it sound easy. I was having a hard time. I'm still really trying to think. It's tough. It's so many classes.
Because you think about it, after 2008, he been on that lean, extra heavy, every pill probably possible. The weed don't do nothing for you. You know what I'm saying? That's normal for rappers, but it got to the point where you can't understand what he's saying, even in interviews.
I hate when that nigga be talking. Like, I don't know if he forced it or if he really that out of there, but like, it's like, bro, like, clear your throat. Just talk.
I think it's 50-50. And the thing that make it worse is that he's not a stupid man. He's actually pretty bright. And the drills is fucking up.
Trey, what about you?
Nah, go ahead, Monte.
That nigga don't know.
I know.
Yeah, I know Trey don't know, but Monte don't know. Monte got 8 ounces.
Nah, but I know he just wanted like a dedication or some watch.
Nah, I know Gary don't like. I like the Carter 3, bro.
I didn't like it because I listened to it 3 times. I was like, yeah, it's just too commercial.
Yeah, no, it's too new for you.
No, it's too commercial. It ain't too new. Too commercial.
I said, Gary, you a backpack robber. You a hippie. It's too commercial. What does that even mean?
I don't call me no hippie.
He didn't.
When I say commercial, I mean too many radio friendly tracks. That's what I mean.
He had one radio friendly track on Carter 3, Lollipop. That's the one that got him over. Of that, a million
what's
was a,
name
a, a million
what's
was
name
a single, too? But a million Miss was
officer.
Radio friendly.
Yeah, he had Miss Officer.
It didn't even have a hook. Like, come on, man.
Miss Officer was cool, but I hate Kid Kid to this day. Still, his voice annoys me. Kid, I was like, shut the fuck
up. On every wanted poster.
Wayne didn't need him. Okay. And the crazy thing is, I think that nigga ain't even 30 yet. I'm like, damn, how old that nigga was back then. But still, Kid Kid destroyed that song for me. Every time I still hear it to this day, I skip over Kid Kid verse. I do. No bullshit.
So why you say Carter 3, Monte?
It's just got a few songs in there. I like
I don't... You said a mixtape.
No, I like that don't get it. Like, I can listen to that all the time, bro. Like, I know that shit word from word.
That 10-minute song.
I like Mr. Carter. I like Mr. Carter with him and Jay-Z. I like 3-peat.
Tell him, Monte.
No, 3-peat definitely set it off right. That's what. Because I think I heard 3-peat before the album.
I heard that album, bro. I can't remember 3-peat.
3-peat was hard,
man. I can't remember that song. But I just remember, like, all the Wayne mixtapes. Like, it was just playing, like, I listened to every Wayne mixtape and I had him on my CD. Like, you can't go wrong with this mixtape. Even if your shit ain't the best no more, you still gonna have some bangers for you to listen to. Sometimes you don't have to need a whole body of work for no mixtape. Sometimes you just need three or four songs.
Man, it was hard to me. Dedication 6.
Which one he had with the reload? Because that's when I heard most of the tracks from. That shit was good.
That was the part two, basically. The part two was better.
What I heard, you know, it was good though. Like, what about you, Trey?
Well, it was tough for me until I based it off what I usually base off my albums and stuff off of. How many tracks are good? How many tracks I can listen to over and over without skipping over? So
exactly.
It came down to Carter 2 and Carter 3. You know, he had Like Father, Like Son in there. Nobody listened to that really. But
that was actually a cool album.
Yeah, it was cool, but...
Mine is the Birdman versus...
I know Carter 2 track list, like the first 6 songs. Like, I know how it comes in. The Mob was classic. Flying, his intro was good. Money on My Mind, classic. Fireman, radio hit. Like, but you get down there, like, some of these songs I will skip. When I think of Carter 3, bro, it comes, like Monte was saying, it comes on with 3-peat. Mr. Carter, right after that, Amelie, Got Money, like Dr. Carter, Phone Home, like you're not skipping no tracks, you just listen to that straight through. And I'm going with Carter 3. Like, there's nothing I will skip. I will listen to that. I will listen to everything. So I got to pick Carter 3.
All right.
Oh,
Lou, you went yet?
Nah, I ain't went yet, bro.
Lou finna come with a mixtape.
I said Lou finna come with Gangsta Grills or something.
DJ Drama with Gangsta Grills mixtape coming up right now.
Nah, I'm gonna have to go with. Oh man, I might have to go with Carter 2, bro.
Carter 2, hey,
thank you.
I say, but it's hard, bro. Like I said, because I could easily go with Drive 3, because Drive 3, we know, like that set off what that was ninth grade, like that just set off. Like I don't know, it was just crazy. Like we listened to Wayne before that, but Drive 3 Wayne was the highest epitome I could think of any rapper as far as we've been alive. Like the highest popularity, like it was just crazy, bro. Like. Drop 3 was like, bro, like, how could you drop something like this, nigga? Like, what the hell, bro? Like, how did you do that, nigga?
You can actually say his mixtape's been better than his albums.
I mean, they close. I mean, he's gave quality projects. quality mixtapes when at a time when niggas wasn't doing it.
And that's true. And I respect niggas. Like it'd be points about every year that some niggas mixtapes be better than these niggas' albums.
And I think we were talking in a chat yesterday, I think, about the impact on the rap game and some rappers. And you know, Lil Wayne's influence on from his mixtapes on stealing somebody's beat and rapping over him, he did that. Like he revolutionized that. So
Yeah, he did.
I picked Carter 2 for me because it was just like, it just at a time, you know how them certain albums, like it brings you back to a time in your life. Like,
yeah.
It was just crazy. Carter 2, like, I loved Carter 1. Like, Carter 1 was good, but Carter 2 just like, hell yeah, nigga. This
Carter,
is rapping,
two,
like,
Carter 2 was like album. A platform, basically. Like,
it was just crazy.
The shit.
Like when I think of Carter 2, I think of Urban Legend T.I., I think of Jeezy Thug Motivation. Like all those just make me think of that time in my life. It's like, dang, bro, these niggas are
spitting. Isn't that like ninth grade? Like Carter 2?
Carter 2 was 05, so
right going into like high school.
Yeah, we were seventh, eighth grade then.
Yeah, we was going into high school, like bro, like that drop 3. Carter 2, like, it was just crazy. Carter 3 was good. Like Trey said, like, you really don't skip a song. Like, every song was hard.
Man, he gave me an extra Carter 3 because he said he didn't like it. I was like, shit, okay. I had 2 Carter 3 of them.
Why? But, like, it was Phone Home. What was the song with,
They Misunderstood.
You ain't got nothing on me. That's what
I was thinking. Fabulous and Joel Santana, like, that was crazy. Like, that whole song was crazy, bro.
Hey, another nigga, to be honest, mixtapes keeping a lot of these rappers eating. You know what I'm saying? They torn off mixtape money. Like, you don't really have to drop an album anymore. Look at Fabulous, bro. Fabulous dropping the Soul Tape series. Because that nigga eating and kept it relevant for a long time until he dropped the next album.
Classic.
And Fab is one of the most underrated rappers, right? Of our generation. Especially when it comes to the Soul Tape series, them mixtapes.
All right, so, Lou, so off the Carter 2. Since that's how you feel about it, I mean, I got my pick. But what's the best song off Carter 2? What's the one for you? What's your favorite? What's the one for you?
Like I know, like Fly In and Fly Out was just like because I remember when I seen the track list. I feel like those were the first songs I listened to. I was like, bro, why the hell are you saying?
Well, the mob came first.
The mob was crap. That's yeah. I mean, the mob is to that is what we were just talking about the intro to Carter 3, like. The mob just set it off, nigga. It was like, nigga just went off. It was like, dang, nigga. Like, this gonna be hard.
I don't know if y'all remember on Carter 1, you know, the whole theme was about the crack house he had or whatever. And the first songs on that was Walk In and then at the middle, then a Walk Out. And then he brought Fly In. So I just thought it was dope. I just thought, that's why I started looking at Wayne like, oh, he my favorite rapper. Like, I just thought all that stuff was dope. Like, everything.
And that's true. But the thing that make it hard for Wayne is, like, the younger kids, the people younger than us, like, they just know Wayne from, like, Carter 3 on up. Or after the Carter 3, like, the drugged out, fucked up Wayne. And it's like, damn, like, y'all ain't never like probably experienced him with when he was a little bit more sober, when he was more hungry.
What made the Carter 3 was even so crazy and Drop 3, like not only was he killing like Dedication 2, Dedication, like all throughout that, then he was killing all them features. Like he was on everybody's song, bro. Like
he had a 3-1 in his world just for features. Like he was on, I think they said he was on 75 songs. Like
bro, he was on everybody's song.
Did No Sinners come before or after 3?
I can't remember. I don't know order. Like
no, Silas came out 2010.
Yeah, I don't know.
So he was still at his peak. That's what I'm saying. Like, No Silas was not a slouch. Like, he was still at his peak.
Yeah, No Silas was hard, too.
I know. I got something that might be harder than any Wayne shit. Like, we were talking about in the group chat. The Big Crit mixtape and albums. That shit is hard to do.
We just got to get Vontae on Crit.
I don't know why he sleep. Like, and the thing with Crit confuse you with the names, they all sound the same damn man. So you get kind of fucked up on which mixtape was album you listen to sometimes. But.
Return of Forever, Forever's a Mighty Long Time. Like, nigga, what?
I know. You get confused, bro, but I ain't gonna lie. The one people slept on was that 12 for 12. That 12 for 12 mixtape was nice. Like that Lockjaw remix he did, oh. I was like, I didn't want to hear the original song. I heard the remix first.
Hey, that's how I feel when when I first heard, I was with Lou. I think I first heard Hustle Hard remix. I ain't want to hear the original version. Like, Lil Wayne killed it so much, I ain't want to hear the original version.
I know, exactly. You don't, like, some songs, you don't want to hear the original. I don't want to hear the original. You disappointed. Like, damn, you trash. Yeah,
like, so something we touched on earlier in the chat that I said I was going to ask, we might as well get into it since you're talking about Wayne. Is there anybody in here, if they said you got to listen to Wayne for the rest of your life, or you got to listen to Drake? Is there anybody in here picking Drake over Wayne?
Hell no. I don't even listen to Drake now. Give me Wayne.
Well, I know you don't. It's more so Vontae and Trey.
Because I listen to Drake singles, but I have never listened to a whole Drake project in my life.
Dang, that's tough.
I'm telling you, I'm not even bullshit. I'm not being no troll. I haven't had that. If it's too late, okay. I heard three tracks off.
Of. All right, you don't listen to Drake, so get out the way. All right, so
get off his nuts.
Get out. No, I'm saying get out the way. Let somebody else answer it. So my thing is, if you put it like that, you got to listen to it for the rest of your life. You know, Wayne, you're gonna get like probably one speed. You're gonna get some good, nice metaphors and similes, you're gonna get some hard, you know, some nice rap. Drake, you're gonna get overall projects.
Oh my goodness.
That's hard. I don't
want to pick Drake.
Can I finish?
Hey, Betray, I don't blame you, bro. I understand your versatility.
Can I finish? I don't want nothing like More Life. Like all that, I don't want that. I want some, if you go, because this is my thing. Before rap, I'm 90s R&B. That's why I like Drake, because he would incorporate that. That's why I like Bryson Tiller. They incorporate that. That's my thing. That's why
I like Bryson Tiller.
Yeah, so I mean, it ain't just because, oh, he's talking, he's singing. He leans towards that era, so.
I know.
I'm like you. I'm an old school nigga, but I'm older than you. I'm like, I like 90s R&B, but I don't like go back to the 70s and 60s and shit.
That's not 90s R&B then, Gary.
I'm just saying. I listen to 90s R&B,
70s. Yeah. So who you pick, Trey? Who you pick?
If you put it where I gotta listen to this for the rest of my life, I'm gonna pick Drake. But I'm gonna pick Wayne. But if I gotta listen to one person for the rest of my life, I'm gonna pick Drake. I'm gonna get more versatility. I'm gonna get actual.
So you don't want Wayne versatility talking about the prime queen. You don't want that? He was singing about. Though. That's versatility. He tried something different.
Lil Wayne singing is horrible, bro.
Thank you. I'll take Wayne. I'll take Drake saying "Girls Love Beyonce" before I take Wayne trying to do rock and roll. Like I'll take. I'll take that, man.
Hey, respect that man.
but in a vacuum, I'm Wayne over Drake. But
I understand your point. You want the versatility.
I'm waiting on Carter 5. Carter 5, man.
I think he need to redo it because I feel like he's going to give you some old shit that he did 2 years ago.
He will.
Vontae.
Yeah, I'm here, bro. I don't know why I keep getting kicked, but it's all good.
So we need your pick. Wayne or Drake?
Oh, I told you, bro. It's Wayne.
same scenario. You're going to pick one rapper to listen to for the rest of your life.
Wayne, bro. Like,
Wayne.
I mean, Drake cool and all, but...
Got too many scandals going on.
Just on the topic of music, bro, that may be one of the reasons, because I was on Twitter this whole time too, bro. They said, like, I don't know, bro, these two niggas that they said might be the niggas who killed X.
They found them?
Well, they didn't find them, but these niggas on Instagram, because you remember they said it was like two black males with a red mask. So those these niggas, like, on their Instagram story, they had like a red mask in the car with them. Niggas was eating like not too far from the spot where he was killed. They had like a gun in their lap.
Yes.
So this was after or before?
No, this was after. And then the niggas dropping a mixtape tonight called XXX.
Oh god, these niggas.
Why the hell would you snitch on yourself, bro?
This is the generation.
Am I missing something, my nigga? Like, what am I missing in this, bro?
We're living in a generation of self snitching, dog. Then they get mad when they get caught.
Why the hell would you do that, bro? Like,
this is, nigga, like,
I'm real life tripping on that, bro. Like, I'm not understanding how that makes sense.
I hate this term clout chasing, but I don't know what else it is. I don't get it.
You know what? Now that I'm looking at it, I was looking at the timestamp. Looks like it may have been before he got killed.
Okay. But either way, though, niggas always keep everything on social media and basically snitch on themselves still. Yeah. Even if it ain't on purpose.
The spot where he got killed and the spot where they was eating at with the gun in their lap and all that was 8 minutes away.
Shit, 8 minutes and you drive fast, you get there in like 4 minutes.
So nigga, again, they basically snitched on themselves.
Exactly.
Whether intentional or not.
Either way,
y'all know a nigga named Jimmy Wopo? Wapo?
Yeah, I know him in Pittsburgh.
He died today too.
Really?
Yep.
Damn. I was just listening to shit last week.
He got shot in the face.
Oh, damn. He was like one of the upcoming Pittsburgh rappers. I was listening to his shit for like the past couple months. Shot in the face.
Oh, damn.
Damn. And he was like 23.
Yeah, he had young cat, dark skin, tats on his face.
Yeah. Gold teeth.
Yep.
Skinny as hell. Damn. These niggas are young, 20, 23. It's just like, but he was still in the street, though, I think. But still, that's just crazy. You always want to talk about, oh, what's up? Like, to be honest, bro, but black men got it harder as it is in America, bro. But we've been killing each other.
I don't understand. Yeah. I never understand. And of course, we still listen to the music that promotes that. Okay, whatever, it's cool, whatever. That'll never change. I think it's so ingrained.
Yeah.
Like, that'll never change, bro. We listen to the music, don't get me wrong. But yeah, some kind of way, yeah. It has to change.
I look at it because people would be like, oh, you know, you listen to music that promote this. I don't listen to music that promote this. I listen to it for entertainment. I don't say nothing when you go watch The Purge, they killing niggas. Do I say, oh, you what? You know, that's how I look. It's entertainment.
Yeah. You know what's really entertainment, and it should stay that way. But niggas, as we know, they grow up really on that. Like, for real.
They idolize fiction, and they think it's real, so they want to do it.
It's a bad buffer between the two, but you know, you're not gonna come at me for listening to Wayne talking about, you know, drugs or Jesus talking about drugs and stuff, because it's entertainment to me. I'm not dumb enough to go, you know, out and start a trap house. So don't associate me with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have a point, because think about it, before rap and all that shit, right? Even in the 80s, niggas was idolizing Scarface, and Scarface came out in 83. You know, rappers wasn't talking about shooting niggas back in 83 like that. But niggas, all these rappers who grew up in the early 90s rappers, they watched Scarface. They still idolize Scarface to this day. They had video games.
Grand Theft Auto got banned in like Australia or something. Yeah, China, because you know a nigga killed a cab driver over there and said GTA made him do it.
They need something. They always gonna need something. If it's movies, games, music, they need something to blame for people's fucked up actions. That's just life.
That's in a general sense. In a black on black sense, like all
black on black sense. With the black on black sense,
like no other race is like that. Like of course. Other races get into it with themselves. That's fine. But in general, nigga, that's all we do, it seems like, is get into it with each other, nigga. Then, and we know we it's already hard enough. Yeah, and we already know it's hard enough living on our own just in general. So you put that on top of, not only do we got to fight the system, do we got to fight other races we fight each other on top of that. Like, how does that make sense in any shape? But nobody sits and thinks about that. Everybody just for themselves.
And we talked about this. We talked about this on episode one of the LGTV podcast. If our loyal listeners have always been listening since day one, we did have a conversation about this on episode one. And when you think about it, like back in the 60s, you can say, well, we didn't have this back in the day. Yes, y'all niggas did. This shit is every Black Panther putting a plate in a book and fooling somebody in. It was somebody selling dope putting a gun and drugs in another man's hand. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't like gangster shit started just this decade. Shit, niggas been selling drugs and doing whatever and shooting at each other and killing each other as Black men since beginning of time, back when they was in Africa, and they just transferred over to America, and the game just changed every decade, every generation. From pimping to dope. You know what I'm saying? Numbers.
I just watched this video of Tio ran a fofo, bruh. This man ran a fofo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. Like, I brought that in the group chat. I said, T.O. to the Lakers. I said, T.O. to T.O. just ran a 4-4, 4-5, 40. Lakers and Magic, please sign him. Sincerely, Ed Rashad. That's what I put in the group chat. That nigga say, but hey, running a 4-4 different when you get pressed and shit. You know, then you got to get hit.
Yeah, I don't think he can get. Now, I will say this, like he said on the herd, can he don't think he can get on the field around 40, 60 plays, but can he come in 10
get
to 15?
Red zone.
Oh, yeah, he can do it. Red zone all day.
I don't think nobody would bring him in.
It's like a circus.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Dagovante.
I was going to say a lot of people mad that him and Julio training together.
I don't think nothing wrong with it. I feel like
trying to act like that's why he's not at camp and all that. Like, bro,
that's an excuse. He's a bad ass man. You know, he knew what he wanted to do. I feel like, but I do feel like T.O. could give some wisdom to a lot of players. Like, give that man a chance. You know, he might have been a headache, but he ain't going to steal nobody in the wrong direction. You know what I'm saying? He's going to give them all the tips they can.
And that's hard. T.O. 44 is still built like an Olympic athlete. He got hard work ethic. He gonna give him. He gonna at least give him that, you know.
And he can hoop. Should I say the Lakers need him? Be a 2-guard off the bench.
Yeah. Okay.
Bro, speaking of football and basketball, bro, that nigga LiAngelo Ball is built like a tight end, bro.
What you got? 6'6".
That nigga 6'5", 235, I think.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Nigga could play tight end, but he want to go after that hoop dream.
He give him 3 years to learn the position, he probably can do something.
Yeah, niggas, we done seen niggas do that all the time. Go from hooping to playing tight end.
I don't feel like saying it's so easy, but you know, give him 2-3 years to learn. Get hit a couple times. First, can he catch? Can he catch? You know, you can learn how to run routes, but can you catch? No, can you take a hit?
Yeah, do y'all think he get drafted?
I think somebody will take a chance on him. Because we see niggas who don't deserve to be drafted. But if I'm him, I wouldn't want to get drafted. Because if you know nobody don't want you, you can pick where you want to go. Somebody give me a shot.
He also said that he okay with going to the G League. Like, he just want to be, like
– get a chance.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like if J.R. Smith can get his sorry-ass brother, Chris, if you can get him on the Knicks, shit.
They were so desperate to sign him, they put it in part of the contract. Like, he can get signed.
Yeah, now, hold on. I got to hear what Gary – what was you about to say, Gary?
I'm just saying, if J.R. Smith, sorry-ass brother, can get picked by the Knicks, they kept him around for, like, a minute because they put him on a roster one time. On the start, like the roster, like the starting.
So what are you implying that Lonzo got enough pull to get him on the Lakers?
No, nigga. I'm saying if he can get on somebody's team, LiAngelo can get drafted or get picked up by somebody's team. He can play. He could probably give you 3 minutes off his
last name, right?
No, but I think the thing that he hurt himself the most because if he would have went to UCLA and showed he can produce a little bit, he would have got drafted. But after all that bullshit, and plus his daddy, I got a feeling like he might not get drafted.
If he do get drafted, I'm talking the bottom five
of the second round. If he get drafted, but he fucked his own self up with the UCLA situation.
Yeah, that would have been
good. It would have been good. If he would have just showed he could play. You know what I'm saying? Get you about 14 points, 10, 12 points off the bench, or if he started for you, whatever. If he gave you anything positive. And played hard and worked hard, he could have got drafted. Because we saw players who ain't did shit in college get drafted just based off potential in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But LeVar kind of dealt into it why they went to Lithuania because he was like, I mean, it was better teams over there that wanted them, well, by his words, but they wanted Melo on the 3-year deal so when he got ready to go to the NBA, they could get that buyout.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't going for this.
You don't know what to need from LeVar. LeVar lying like a motherfucker. He said he got $1 billion. Nigga, please. And the Forbes.
Yeah.
Man, he really be talking, bro, because he said.
The Don King of the NBA.
No, he said they're going to make so much money. He was like, instead of me buying an NBA team, I may create my own league to compete with the NBA.
Shut your stupid ass up. Cause I'm hey Lou, you're a Jay-Z stan. How much money did Jay put on the Nets to own just 0.2%? Not even the full 1%.
Large amount because remember they had that Russian owner and he paid a nice grip.
Yeah, and Jay paid $40 million just to pay the owner.
Whatever his name was.
Yeah, Prokhorov.
Mm-hmm. Prokhorov. Mm-hmm.
He promised the championship.
He paid a lot.
I'm just saying, Jay-Z paid a lot of millions just to own. 0.7%. He didn't own a full 1%. Let's just show you how expensive a team is, man.
It just kills me, though. Not trying to get too serious, but how basketball, I mean, even football to an extent is our sport, bro. But like, it's white men running the leagues, bro.
Yeah. We ain't got a black general manager
in the NFL. It's like we literally coaches in the NFL.
Five.
We literally run three of the biggest entertainment venues in the country, in hip hop, rap, NFL, NBA. We literally run those. Those don't move without us, and it's crazy. Like,
and the white man make money off all of it.
I'm telling you,
shit.
And nobody think like we not down on every white man, but as far as black men in general, like it's tough on us. It's clearly stats out there that show people of color can do the same crime as a person that's white and get more time. Like, that's just a general thing. Like,
even in Hollywood, black people doing things, but they got to fight just to do it. You know what I'm saying? Not enough black men and female directors, producers,
executives. We've had owners come out and act like they doing people a favor. Like, you see they getting paid all this money. What they, like, nigga, it's not like they earn it. Giving them nothing. Like, they earn it. Without us, you don't have an NFL. Or the NFL ain't what it is now without
black athletes. Ain't going to be the athletic motherfuckers on the field. You just going to have a quarterback and some linemen.
Exactly.
Avante?
Yeah, someone, I think he got kicked.
I'm about to get kicked next. They didn't kick his ass off three times.
It's all good. We had some good discussions, man. We'll be back Wednesday. Wednesday, we talking about draft predictions. It's going down draft Thursday. So we're going to get them ready, and we'll be back in, man.
All right. LGTV is wrapping up. See y'all next time. I'm out.
Lou.
Holler at you.